And relationships. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jasmine George. I've got a master's degree in counseling and a PhD in the love of sports, baby. Cheekbones and charm, Jazzy Fizzle on the ones and twos.
You're listening to Female Field Guide with Jasmine George. Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you are jamming with me, Jasmine George, executive producer and host of Female Field Guide, a woman's cheat sheet to sports, entertainment, and relationships. Learning, laughing, and loving the game, baby. If I can have one meaningful, conversation, if I can get my ladies and or non-sports fans to have a meaningful conversation with the men and sports fans in their life, what? My heart smiles. It truly does. Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you once again for just allowing me to borrow this hour. Sundays, Wednesdays, we're all so busy, and I appreciate you stopping by blogtalkradio.com/femalefieldguide. I really want to get my ladies right, and fellas, I love you too, talking sports with a female twist. Let me introduce myself a little bit. For those of you first-time listeners, my team has been making some wonderful strides, meet some great new people, so we've been hearing we've got a lot of first-time listeners tonight. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Please come back. I'm a basketball player. Still have a fantastic jump shot. Shoulders just about heels. So I should be okay. Shoot some hoops again. Jump shot's still wet. Seriously, give me about a half an hour to stretch. I'm game. A basketball player. Point guard. I'm a coach. They still call me coach around these parts. Shout out to the Lady Brahmas. I'm also a student of sports, man. Random sports facts and stats. We'll get into all that March Madness. Don't worry, Tommy. We'll talk randomness. But I love all that. I'm a sucker for that, man. I'm a woman who loves the game. There's nothing like being able to engage yourself in a wonderful conversation in sports because the fellas love it. They love it. You can catch me writing for Prominence Magazine. I'm the sports editor. Check out the next issue, prominencemagazine.com. Shout out to Glennies, the editor-in-chief, who just allowed me to do my thing and really continue to spread my wings and talk about sports. ProminenceMagazine.com. You can check me out. This is new. This is breaking. As a matter of fact, I think we'll break it now. Mondays and Friday mornings, 8:40 a.m. segment. You can catch me on KDUC, the Duck Radio, 94.3, the morning show. Got a quick little fun segment doing my FFG thing. Shout out to Manny Lopez and the entire team for the Duck Radio. That's right, baby. So tomorrow morning we'll be talking March Madness. KDUC, the Duck Radio, 94.3, the morning show. Female Field Guide is doing the dang thing. So wonderful new opportunities with regard to that. You can check out some of my featured pieces, the Diamond Bar Patch newspaper, the non-sports fans guide to surviving the holidays, and really surviving the entire year. Ladies, non-sports fans, I want to get you right. I'm also a professor, baby. I teach sports psychology, the history of sport, ethnic, gender, and cultural issues in sports. Hey, man, the intro said I got a master's degree. I might as well use it, huh? You can catch me at American Sports University, looking to expand at a college university near you. If you want to go to InlandEmpireMedia.tv, you can catch some of my previous episodes. I am the lead sports anchor for a wonderful show called Game Time. Shout out to my producers, Navar and Jimmy, who just allowed me to come in there in the studio, man, and do my thing. Cheekbones and charm, baby. Cheekbones and charm. So I appreciate you guys supporting me. on Game Time. I had a lot of fun. IEMediaGroup.tv. And you know what? You can get in contact with me and my producers in a plethora of ways. I love using the big words, plethora. That's one of my favorites. Shout out to Jerry George, who essentially used nothing but the big words when we were growing up. And so now they are embedded in our bloodstream. Plethora. There's a plethora of ways to get in contact with Jazz, he says, and the entire Female Field Guide team. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/FemaleFieldGuide. Of course, Twitter. Twitter has definitely opened some wonderful doors for myself and my team. So shout out to them because, we're on Twitter. We're on Twitter hard. You can follow me, your Female Field Guide, at Female Field Guide. Go ahead and leave the E off for guide. I don't know why that's what the Twitter man says. You can follow my senior producer, Tommy SFG. You can follow my other senior producer, Tamika Polin. The treacherous twos, my senior producers, T_Polin. My interns, too. Can you believe it? They've got Twitters as well. Ashley SFG and Heaven Lee, LEIGH. Shout out to the team. They're doing so well. So go ahead and follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter right now. The chat room is also open here on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. blogtalkradio.com/FemaleFieldGuide. We got the chat room open. Any questions you want, chat me, man. I know some people get a little nervous and they don't want to call the show. They get the bubble guts. But guess what? We're creating a multitude of ways for you to contact me. So go ahead and get on the chat room. We'll be talking all night. Tumblr. Shout out to my intern, Ashley. The Tumblr is dope. It's really our kind of online magazine. My tweets, pictures, videos. It's really fantastic. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr.com. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr.com. And you know what, man? The YouTube channel is really doing some big things. 16,000 uploaded views. 16,000. My little brother Jade said he went to the YouTube page and just pressed refresh 16,000 times. I kind of believe him. I really, really appreciate all the support and love that you've given us on the YouTube channel. We'll be doing some fantastic things. We'll be streaming live on the show. Female Field Guide will be going through Facebook or Ustream. So don't worry. We'll keep you posted. Not only can you hear the cheekbones and charm, you'll be able to see them. And that'll be coming up very soon. YouTube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, my friend, please go ahead and email info@femalefieldguide.com. Hey, Jazz, I love the show about this. Let's do some more ladies in sports. Have no fear, we'll be talking about that today. info@femalefieldguide.com. And did you know, not to toot my own horn, but to toot, I am the first Blog Talk Radio hostess to have their own app. Yes, such a blessing. Shout out to Zenforce Media for just really putting together a really wonderful app available for your Android and iPhones. Also, hey, while you're in the iTunes store, go ahead and go to FFG or Female Field Guide. Hey, either way, my big mug will be showing up in the podcast. We have the podcast. You want to listen to an episode I did, the Mother's Day show last year? It was great. You can find it all in my episodes. iTunes, baby. Thank you, iTunes. Thank you, Apple, for saying, yeah, all right, we'll approve you. Female Field Guide, all right. So go ahead and check that out, your podcast, your iPad, iPhone, you know it, you name it, baby. We've got a fantastic show coming up. Callers, I see you on the switchboard. I see you, baby. I'm getting excited. I look forward to talking to you guys. Two-minute drill, our first segment coming up in just a few minutes with my FFG Insider, Ed Cole, my brother. He is fantastic, okay? This guy has been calling in. We've been talking sports, in particular football, for quite some time. I'm really looking forward to talking to Ed from Pros to Preps. He's out there in New Orleans in the Big Easy right now, so I appreciate you staying up a couple of hours, Ed. I appreciate you. We'll be talking Peyton Manning. Where the heck is this guy going to go? Franchise tag. Is it a good thing for Drew Brees? Is it a good thing for Deshaun? We'll talk about franchise tags. And actually, ladies, I'm going to break that down in terms that you're like, oh, okay, sister, girlfriend, and I'll be like, you're welcome. I got a question for you. What the puck? Yes, hockey is back. But here's the cool thing about tonight's show, man. We're going to be talking to Miss Jessie Vetter. She is the goalie for the Team USA women's hockey team. Shout out to Tommy for the legwork. You know, this is a sport, baby. He absolutely loves it. So we'll be talking with her wonderful interview. And the crossover segment, my team covered the Big West tournament over there in the Honda Center. My two senior producers did a fantastic job, and they're going to be calling in and recapping. Shout out to Long Beach State for getting into the big dance. Wonderful show. And then, of course, we're going to be talking NBA. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My Twitter, my cell phone's been blown up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know the results of the Lakers-Celtics game. I'll let Tamika fill you guys in on that. Without further ado, I see the switchboard. I see some callers. I'm going to bring in the first caller. I mean, I'm excited. This person has a 301 area code call-in number. And you know what, man? I'm excited.
Let's see.
Let's get some background music. I always like to bring in my guests with that. Just to set the mood. You know what I mean? Just to set the mood. And it's our two-minute drill. We're going to be talking football. And without further ado, let's hit it.
Two-minute drill.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Two-minute drill.
Without further ado, my brother in Christ, I love him till the wheels fall off. My new friend, he's out there in the Big Easy. His name is Ed Cole, and he's in for our two-minute drill. Yeah! Brother. Ed, are you with me?
I am here. What is going on, sis?
Well, thank you for staying up a couple hours later. I know you're handling biz and working, so I appreciate you coming on for a little bit.
Sis, it's 10 o'clock in New Orleans. I mean, this city never sleeps. It's like New York down south. This city is unbelievable. We're right off of Canal Street, and you know, even though Kentucky lost today, there's still a million Kentucky fans walking up and down the streets of Canal and all through the French Quarter. This city is unbelievable.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You're out there doing your thing, and I'm so proud of you. I mean, Ed Cole, Pros to Preps, he's our FFG NFL insider. He's also covering a plethora of sports, and that's what we love it about. I mean, we're doing it all, college hoops, basketball. There's hockey out there in Arizona, too. Bro, let's talk football, all right?
Of course.
This week, the month of March has, we're only a few days in, but it has definitely not disappointed. And, of course, the name that is on the forefront of the National Football League is our beloved Mr. Peyton Manning. This Wednesday, we kind of knew, I know that we were talking, you came on the show, a couple weeks before, we talked, do you think Peyton Manning's going to stay with the Colts? Do you think he's even going to play? Well, bro, we got our answer on Wednesday because him and Mr. Jim Irsay had a very emotional press conference letting the world know that Peyton will no longer be a Colt. And, bro, I want to get your opinion. Was that a good move for the Colts or bad? What do you think?
I thought it was a great move, especially it was from a financial standpoint and from a business standpoint. It was great for Jim Irsay to pull that move because he didn't know – because he was – if he paid Peyton Manning that $28 million, Peyton would have held that team hostage as far as finances would have gone. And they would have tanked this season because they would have had all that money invested in a guy that they do not know if he's going to be 100% and if he can come back and be the Peyton Manning that we know he could be this year.
Absolutely. And, listeners, Peyton Manning didn't play one snap last season, but he was still getting paid. And what I'm trying to figure out, Ed, correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe you got an inside track, is that they paid him before he took the physical. So they just pretty much just walked out on faith that he would come back sometime during last season, and he did not. So they've been shooting themselves in the foot with regards to just Peyton just being the man that he used to be, but now he's getting a little older in age. You know what I mean?
Of course, and when you go through four neck surgeries, of course you're going to be a little bit – if you're Jim Irsay, you're going to be a little bit reticent to give this guy $30 million because you're not sure if he's going to be 100%. If he can come back and if he gets that one bad shot to his neck or whatever part of his body and he's gone for the rest of his career, you wasted $30 million.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if Jim Irsay will – I just need him to pay my grad school loans off. I mean, $30 million. I just need what a few thousand. If he's giving out money like that,
just give me enough so I can tithe to my church. Just give me enough, Jim, so I can give it to my pastor. I can give it to my pastor, and you can break off your pastor out there in Pomona, and we'll just be good. That's all we need.
Hey, shout out to Pastor Diego. I love him. Well, okay, so Peyton, we. he's gone, it's a wrap, and we think that, is it set in stone? Do you think he should be having some sort of pro day? Because we don't know how his neck is. He got cleared, but, you know, one, do you think that he still has it, Ed? And two, do you think that he should have a pro day so that these interested teams can check him out?
A, I think, yes, he still has it, and I think, B, I think there's a situation where you've got the Miami Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross. This guy is so crazy about getting Peyton in that CD. He will pay the money to this guy without even actually seeing him throw a snap. He will throw the money at him and say, okay, Peyton, I'm going to give you all this money. I want you to come in. I don't care what you look like. I want you here because so that we can trump everybody else, because we know that we can't sell tickets in Miami. We need a franchise quarterback a la Dan Marino down here to sell tickets and win championships. I don't care if you can throw the ball or not. The fact that I can sell number 18 jerseys, number 18 Peyton Manning jerseys with the Dolphins logo on it, that's all good with me.
Boom. I might mess around and buy a Dolphins jersey just because it's got Peyton's number and his name on it. You're absolutely right. It's something similar with regards to just professional teams in Los Angeles. There's so much to do. In Miami, give me a break. There's so much to do as well. And so getting a solid fan base, that's been something that all, you know, the Heat now, but that most teams out there where there's such a – it's glamorous. You know, who wants to sit in a football game, and who wants to stay? They'll be like the Lakers, where the fans come in the third quarter. But we'll get into that later. My question is, bro, I like the Dolphins. They've got a young team. We thought that Reggie Bush was going to get exiled down there. We thought he was, you know, going to get retired, and we wouldn't hear him. But he actually rose up and had a really good season, and they've got a pretty potent defense as well. So I would be okay. I would be pleased if he ended up in Miami. There's been some rumors as well. Peyton he actually met with the Broncos today and or this weekend and the Cardinals. Let's say that the Dolphins are not in a position to bring Peyton. How do you feel about the possibility of him playing with the Cardinals or the Dolphins? The Broncos.
Well, of course, me being from Arizona, I would love to have him be an Arizona Cardinal, so we could cover him, for 18 weeks, for 18 weeks of the season, plus the preseason and possibly playoffs. I'd love to have Peyton as an Arizona Cardinal, obviously, so we can have an up close and personal look at him to see exactly what he can do. But so he met with Ken Whisenhunt and the Cardinals brass today. And he said for 6 hours. So I don't know if the length of the meeting with Whisenhunt is a good indication that he may become a Cardinal. But the thing about Denver, of course, John Elway is a major factor there as far as him possibly going to the Broncos. I've heard that, there's some things that say Peyton wants to stay in the AFC because he doesn't want to go up against his brother Eli Manning. He doesn't want to be in the NFC to go head up with him. So I don't know if that's going to play into him actually becoming a Cardinal or a Bronco. I heard the Seahawks want to get in this. The Titans want to get in on this. Obviously, the Dolphins want to get in on this. So I think, it's going to come down to this week. So it'd be great if he was a Cardinal, but, if he was a Bronco, I guess – that would cut down on the T-ball mania, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's the next thing I was going to say. I mean, my heart of hearts, I love Timothy Tebow, and if they were to, even trade him, my heart would sound like this. That's how I would feel every week. I love him. But, we'll see the next week or so. I love it. I love that NFL season is nowhere to be found, but we are still talking about it, and it's at the forefront. Something else is at the forefront. It's something called franchise tag. There's been some players that have been franchise tagged, and so I've gotten a lot of tweets and just texts like, okay, Jazz, what is this, from either young ladies or non-sports fans. I thought about this, and a lot of players are actually upset. Drew Brees, the most oh, my goodness. He is livid that he was franchise tagged. And a few people, well, why? I'll put it like this in the terms that when I put it like that, I was like, oh, a franchise tag, to a player. The owners are essentially giving that player a promise ring, promising them that they are going to marry them, promising them that they are going to sign a contract for the long run. It's really a pacifier. So, sister, girlfriend, when your boo, when Tyrell, after all these years, you were there for him when he got locked up, when he got out, all that stuff, and then he gives you a promise ring and doesn't even marry you, you kind of feel a little shifted. And that's exactly what Drew Brees is feeling. And some of the franchise tag players, because it's a pacifier for a year. They can't go anywhere for a year with promise that they will restructure their contract and give them something for the long haul. That's pretty much how I thought about it. When I know if I get a promise ring, I would be pissed. I would just wait for the marriage. I would wait for the long contract because most of the players that are franchised, they're well known, and they feel that they deserve more. Ed, would you agree why Drew Brees is so upset that he got franchise tagged and not his, you know, a better contract?
Of course, Gigi, because, look, what he is what's called an exclusive. He has the exclusive franchise tag where he can't negotiate with other teams. Now, if you look at a guy like DeSean Jackson with the Eagles, he is a non-exclusive. He has a non-exclusive franchise tag, meaning he can negotiate with other teams. And, you know, if he signs an offer sheet, if another team gives the Eagles an offer sheet for DeSean, they can match that offer sheet or they can let DeSean go and they'll get a couple draft picks. But the thing with Brees, he can't do that. So he's stuck with them for a year, and he's sitting there thinking, okay, I just threw for 5,000 yards for you guys. I have one of the most prolific single seasons in NFL history, and you're going to give me a franchise tag? Why couldn't you give that to Marcus Colston? Why can't you give that to Abreu Franklin? You couldn't give that to anybody else on the team, any of the other, you know, potential free agents that, you know, that you think are big. Why did you give that to me? Why couldn't you sit down with me and give me a long-term deal, considering what I brought you a Super Bowl championship, and this is how you repay me?
There it is. There it is. I felt Drew Brees' essence, bro, when you were talking. I felt it.
Yeah.
I got ticked off for Drew Brees just when you were talking about it. And that's what I'm talking about, the type of energy and passion, you know, that we have as sports fans. New Orleans, take care of Drew Brees. Now, speaking
of course,
of state,
I'm in the city that he brought a world championship to, and of course, I know people here are upset as upset as he is that he didn't get that long term deal, which he most rightfully deserves.
Exactly. Now, speaking of what we'll stay in Saints Town. Moss, Mr. Randy Moss. He's still around. He's still buzzing in our ears, man. He worked out for the Saints this week. My friend, my brother. Is that a good move? Should the Saints pick him up, or should Randy Moss just hang it up and join T.O. in the arena or the indoor football league? What's up with Moss?
See, my thing is, if I'm sure he is physically able to do it, just as I'm sure Terrell is, but is he mentally ready for it? What kind of mind state is he going to bring to the locker room? You know, that can actually enhance this team. What can he bring that Marcus Colston can't bring? That's what I'm saying. You know, you say you want to come here, you want to go here, and you want to do this, but what can you bring to the team besides athleticism, besides what you can do physically on the field? You got to bring more than that. You got to be a team player. You got to be a role model for these young kids coming up. These guys are looking up to you, and they're saying, okay, man, Randy Moss is here in the locker room. Man, I remember he did this. He was great in this game. He was great in this game. But what are you showing me right now that lets me know that you are worthy to be a New Orleans Saint, that you are worthy to play in this league?
You're absolutely right. I mean, the older players, you know, they may not, you know, have that athletic prowess that they did, but how inspirational are they? I think of Ray Lewis all the time. Ray Lewis is 115 years old. He didn't get the sacks. He didn't get the tackles that he had in, you know, 5 or 4 years. But you know what? He's so inspirational. He invites the youngsters over to watch film all the time. He opens up his heart and his home for these young men. And I feel that they will forever have Ray Lewis in their heart. I think they're going to keep him around so he can't even move anymore with the Ravens. And really, I don't put Randy Moss as an overall leader, just character-wise, even in the same ballpark as Ray Lewis. And so you're absolutely right.
Oh, no.
No way. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, if the Saints pull the trigger on this guy or if anyone does, for that matter.
And that's the thing, Jess, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I've never, as great as Randy Moss was in his career and all the numbers and all the great catches and touchdowns he's made, I never really thought of him as a leader like a Drew Brees, you know, like a Ray Lewis, like a Ray Rice for the Ravens, or, you know, or maybe like a Calais Campbell for the Cardinals on their defense. Mm-hmm. I've never thought he was that kind of inspirational guy on a football team. And maybe, you know, at the skill positions, you would kind of look for somebody to be like that, like a Larry Fitzgerald, you know, a wide receiver like that, you know, just, or an Andre Johnson with the Texans.
I love it. Larry Fitzgerald, you're hoping Manning throws him the rock next season, huh, bro?
Yeah, that would be nice. Boy, that would be a nice press box every week.
Oh, man, I love it. You're moving your stake, and he is our, I love it, FMG NFL Insider, Ed Cole, Brosek. What the heck you got going on? Where can we continue to get more gems from you, from Twitter, everywhere? Where can we just follow the man that is Ed Cole?
Oh, yeah, so on Twitter, look me up at @ed_pros2preps. That's the number 2, @ed_pros2preps, and on Twitter, look up the good-looking guy named Edward Cole. That's me, the one and only.
That's right. The one and only, bro. Have a safe flight home. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. I truly do.
Hey, bless up, sister. Love you. God bless.
You got it. Love you, too. It's that time. Yeah. That was good. Talked a lot about just this franchise tech. Give me gems. I really appreciate all the guests that always come on and stop by. Well, we've been talking a lot, and I need to get me a little squig in the H2O. When we come back, I am so excited to talk to Jessie Vetter. She is the goalie for Team USA Hockey, man. It's a good interview. Tommy and I had a chance to speak with her, and we will, give you that interview right after this break. This is Jasmine George, your female field guide.
Oh, you have it. What a wonderful morning. Inland Empire Media Group, female field guide, covering the Route 66 Classic Car Rendezvous. This is Jasmine George. Had a chance to meet, interview, and talk with the great Luke Robitaille, LA Kings, and Tanner Faust, rally car driver, stunt car driver. It doesn't get much better than that. Great day, female field guide. This is Jasmine George, signing off.
My name is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and I love listening to Female Field Guide.
And we are back. Female Field Guide Sports Talk Radio. Shout out to Ed Cole for coming on the show once again. Give us a little football fix because, we're not in season, but sometimes you need that football fix. We'll be keeping you posted on free agency, Peyton Manning, trade deadlines, you name it. We're going to switch gears, man, and I got a question for you. What the puck?
What the puck?
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Terrible.
Here we go.
Terrible.
What the puck?
It is an absolute pleasure to be on the phone, not only with my female field guide senior producer, Tommy Mahoney, and our very fantastic What the Puck hockey segment. But we have the pleasure to be speaking with the protector of the net for the women's team USA hockey squad, Jessie Vetter. Thank you so much for coming on the show and speaking with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Our segment, What the Puck, we talk a lot of hockey, men's hockey, but I'm excited that we get to represent the ladies and that we're putting the women's hockey team on the map. And so share with the listeners, Jessie, just your background in sports and your background in hockey.
I grew up with a very active family, so I think I played every single sport possible growing up, and then hockey, I stuck with it, and, I became a goalie. I was kind of forced into it by my brothers. They needed a shooter when I was young, so I was kind of, that was the position that was selected for me, but I love the position, and I love the sport, and I'm excited that everyone else is getting excited about it, and especially on the women's side.
Absolutely. Now, as we're doing our research, we want to make sure that we are providing our listeners and really learning about our guests. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I hope this is true. I love it. You were a goalie for the boys' team in high school, right?
I was.
I love it. How was that? I mean, as a former athlete, myself, just how was that, just playing with the guys and just how different the locker rooms are and just the energy and vibe with playing with guys? How was that experience?
It's definitely different. The locker rooms are very different. the conversations are different. Guys are just guys, and then girls were socializing and talking about anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's entertaining going from the guys' locker room to the girls' locker room. But I loved playing with the guys and the pace, and you know, all the competitiveness was fun to be a part of. But you know, there's pros and cons to both sides.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're one of the top players in NCAA Division I women's hockey, and you know, I know that you have had some wonderful opponents and memorable moments. Off the top of your head, maybe share with a couple just memories that stick with you, that really helped you mold to be such an elite athlete.
Throughout my career, I had an opportunity to play with so many great teams, but there's definitely a few games that stick out. We went into it was Wisconsin versus Harvard, and we went into four overtimes. I think the game ended up being over 5 hours.
Wow.
And, you know, both teams, they were pulling out these Skittles. We were eating anything and everything to give us some energy. But it was a great game, and it ended up being 1-0. So
wow.
The fans were pretty into the game to stick around for a 0-0 game for 5 hours. So I felt bad for them. But it was a great game, and a lot of people, you know, learned to love hockey, I think, that day. They witnessed a good game.
Wow. Talk a little bit about any memorable moments, you know, playing with the Team USA and post-college.
With the U.S. team, you know, every time we have an opportunity to ski with each other, we have a blast. I think that's the biggest thing, is we're a group that, you know, we're done with college. You know, we could get a job, but, you know, we're trying to avoid the real life as much as we can, I think, is our goal.
So yeah.
We love just coming to the rink and playing, and, you know, it's a great group, and I think, you know, the Olympics to, you know, winning the world championships a couple times were great memories, and, you know, it's a fun group to be a part of, and obviously wearing that USA jersey is pretty special.
Diamond, where are you at?
Well, speaking of the world championships, I know you guys have that coming up, early April, and the U.S. and Canada seem to be the top two teams in that tournament, actually in all of international women's hockey, but in world champions specifically, the U.S. and Canada have been number one and two the whole way through since the inception of the tournament, about 20 years ago. And with the U.S. having won four of the last five titles, including last year's, obviously, three of the last tournaments, actually, what will it take to defend that title? And do you feel any added pressure doing that on home soil?
We're excited to finally, you know, have a tournament on home soil. And you know, I had an opportunity to go to Burlington, Vermont, and, you know, just walk around town. It was the Winter Carnival. It was freezing outside, and everyone was out there having a blast. But, you know, the town was excited to, you know, bring in the teams from different countries, and we're looking forward to it. Obviously, the U.S.-Canada rivalry is, you know, amazing, and it's as heated as it's ever been, because both teams are, you know, competing and playing at a high level. So we start the tournament off with a bang on April 7th against Canada. So we're going right into it, jumping right into it. So it'll be a great game, and hopefully, you know, it'll be a good atmosphere in Vermont for the tournament.
Absolutely. We're talking with Jessie Vetter. She is the goaltender for the Women's USA hockey team, you know, one of the top players in NCAA Division I hockey, and Sportswoman of the Year. You, my friend, have a nice resume, I might add. I was very impressed and excited to be able to speak with you, and in particular, you know, the sport of hockey, male or female, the goaltender job, it's such, you know, how Tommy was saying, it's added pressure. I mean, you are the person that can make or break, you know, the game. Just like you said, a five-hour game and one to nothing. Share with the listeners, you know, what types of skill sets, you know, does it take to be an elite goaltender like yourself, or maybe a young woman that they're interested in, you know, playing ice hockey, but they're not quite sure what position to play. What would you share with them about being an elite goaltender?
It's definitely a pressure position, as you said. You got to have a different mindset. I think the biggest thing is you got to be forgetful. And with that, I mean, if you get scored on, you can't, you know, tear yourself up about it. You got to forget it right away and move on and just keep making saves. It's probably, you know, the toughest thing is, you know, you got it in the back of your mind and keep thinking about it. You got to let go. And, you know, as I always say, just make saves. And at the end of the game, if your team is, you know, winning or they're in a position to win the game, then you've, you know, done your job. And, you know, hopefully, you know, at the end of the game, you've satisfied with how you played and you had fun.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of fun, we always like to, of course, get to the nitty-gritty when we talk with our guests, but it's all about fun over here on Female Field Guide Sports Talk Radio. And, you know, we always like to ask our athletes, do you have any quirky pregame rituals? You know, like I said, do you wear the same socks or eat the same meals? You know, what do you do to stay focused and be out there to protect the net for your squad? Any fun things you want to share?
Pretty crazy. They usually have a lot of odd rituals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one where I don't have too many rituals, so I think that might be my ritual, is that I pretty much don't do anything the same, and I keep it pretty relaxed. I guess the one thing is we have a group with the U.S. team. We'll juggle the soccer ball, and we'll definitely have to get my soccer time in before the game, but The big thing is, if you don't give in, you can't let it, you know, go to your head and freak out, oh my God, I didn't get my soccer in, and have it affect your game.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different rituals, and it's fun to hear about everyone, but I think mine is that I don't really have one. But I gotta get my soccer time in before, for sure.
I like it. Well, speaking of soccer or football, you're out there, born in Wisconsin, so you're a Packers fan, my friend. Are they gonna take it all the way next season?
I think so.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed with how we ended this year. I think the 2 weeks off before our game hit us pretty hard, but I definitely like the green and gold, and I think we'll be back in it right away.
I love it.
Good. He's dominating.
He is. Out there representing Wisconsin. Well, Tommy, is there anything you want to add? We're so happy that Jesse's able to come on the show and speak with us.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on. Just had one quick question. I was kind of curious about the women's game in general. I mean, like I said earlier, it's been the U.S. and Canada fighting out for 1 and 2 for the better part of 20 years. And it seems like if you look at the past tournaments, Olympics, World Championship stuff, Finland and Sweden kind of are battling for third constantly. Do you see them, or the growth of the women's game worldwide, just being at a level where that the Finlands and Swedens of the world would be able to consistently challenge for championships in the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I definitely think the sport is growing, and the IAHF is doing a great job. There's camps throughout the summer where all the nations are coming together to, you know, help grow the sport, you know, on and off the ice to make them a better hockey player. And I gotta be ready in net whenever we play Sweden and Finland, and you know, Switzerland's coming up, and I've lost a couple times to Finland, so you know, I definitely don't take them lightly, and they definitely are right up there and ready to compete. That's why, you know, the U.S. and Canada, they're still, you know, working just as hard to improve, because you know, every other team is coming right behind us.
Absolutely, absolutely. We definitely look forward to staying in contact and representing and spreading the word more about women's hockey. And I know April 7th will be here before you know it. So we want to wish you the best of luck. And before we go, where can we follow you? Twitter, Facebook, and just to spread awareness and have our listeners, you know, support Women's USA Hockey. Where can we follow you and learn more about you?
I'm very new to Twitter, so don't judge if I have bad tweets, but I am at Vetters31. I'm trying to get better wording and get more creative tweets, but I'm very new. But, yes, please follow and help me out.
You got it. You and Tommy both. We just got him on the Twitter bandwagon. So
yeah, I need to get on that. I know.
There it is. Matter of fact, follow Tommy. Tommy_FFG. She is Jesse Vetter. She is
There's no underscore.
There's no underscore.
Tommy FFG.
Forget the underscore. Either way, follow the man. Female Field Guide. Wonderful What the Puck segment. Jesse, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we wish you guys the best of luck starting April 7th and throughout your whole career.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
So that's a shout out. Tommy and I had a really good time talking to her. And so, really, I mean, Women's USA Hockey, Jesse Vetter, let's give them a round of applause. Huh? Man, I love that button. And I would like to bring on the man, the myth, the legend that put all this together, that was so diligent with talking with the USA hockey team, the contact, the media contact, and finally getting her on the telly. He's one of my FMG producers, man. He gets it done. Tommy Mahoney. Thomas.
How's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
I am good. Before we go any further, though, I got to, you know, we're all about giving credit where credit's due. It's FFG, and I have to give a big thank you to Courtney Welch from USA Hockey. She's the communication manager there. If it wasn't for her help over the past few weeks, we never would have gotten any of this interview with Jesse and upcoming with Hillary Knight done. So a big thanks again to Courtney. We appreciate your
help. Courtney, we're going to give you a round of applause. Courtney, you're awesome. Hey, I am wearing this button out tonight. I'm not done pressing it either. That's the you know, cool thing. This is what Tommy had touched upon. We'll be talking with Hillary Knight this week. She'll be on our next show. You know, so we have our goalies. And Hillary Knight, talk a little bit about her, Tommy, and why I'm really excited to speak with her and her accomplishments in last year's World Championship.
Last year's World Championship, her accomplishment couldn't be any bigger. She scored not only the game-winning goal, in the finals, so essentially the gold medal-winning goal for Team USA.
Wow.
I think Gustrom was in Switzerland. So, yeah, they're bringing the gold home, and they're going to defend it right here on home soil next month.
On home, yeah.
We're looking forward to that.
We're looking forward to it. We're going to be raising awareness. I mean, anyone that's wearing USA, on their jersey, it's an honor to have them and, of course, to have them on the show. So that's
absolutely
fantastic. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring on Tamika, my fantastic senior producers. They were on the road this weekend. They're at the Honda Center covering the Big West Tourney. It was right in our backyard. I really appreciate those, the contacts that allowed us to come, and I appreciate you guys for representing FFG. So we'll talk about that and, of course, in our crossover segment. So Tommy holds on. We'll be bringing Tamika on in just a few seconds. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
You go, girl. I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. Because I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done. I mean, there's a disconnect from the womb, especially with football. The men in our life learn about the X's and O's when they're little guys. They have Pop Warner. They have Madden. And what do we have? Nothing. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. Learn, laugh, and love the game.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine.
Oh, shout out to everyone on my team that allows me to borrow their voices and their sound effects. You got to love it. Definitely a grass. Root type of NC we have with Female Field Guide Sports Talk Radio. Don't forget to follow me, your Female Field Guide, at Female Field Guide. Leave the E off of Guide. Follow my wonderful senior producer, Tommy FFG, no underscore. I was super motivated about that one. And I really was. But hey, you know, it's about the first step is admitting it, right, Thomas?
Exactly,
I admitted it, we're going to go ahead and move on.
We learn from that and move on.
We learn from our mistakes. At the end of the day, most of the time, when it comes to numbers, Tommy, I'm usually pretty accurate.
Studies, you know.
They have.
60% of the time, it works.
Yeah.
Every time.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk a little bit of basketball, both college and professional. We are just rolling on with the show, having a really good time. So let's just hop in it, man, our freaking crossover segment. Right here.
What a great scene from Gordon to Griffin for the slam.
Because when the season starts, it's about wins and losses.
Oh, baby, look at that crossover.
All right, I'd like to bring on the second half of the Treacherous Tease, Ms. Tamika Pullen, my other half of the FFG Senior Producer Squad, on a wonderful segment of our crossover on the road to FFG. Tamika, darling.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you? Thanks for coming on.
I'm amazing.
Oh, I wonder why you're amazing, Tamika. Just get it out.
I want to say thank you for, you know, watching the first two quarters with me, but, you know, we had to take it. We were at home. It was hard to see.
Can you play that one more time? Play one more time for me, too. I don't.
Tamika, when we talked earlier in show prep, I told you I wasn't going to give it to you. I wasn't going to give you the Lakers props for winning. No. This is my freaking show. I cannot let it be victorious. No. Celtics lost. Okay. Celtics lost to the Lakers. It was a hell of a game. That's all I could ask for. If they would have got blown out, I probably wouldn't have had a show. Just kidding. No, I'm kidding. So listen, we're running out of time. You and I can talk mess to each other all day. We'll hop to the NBA segment in just a minute. But my fantastic senior producers, you guys had a great weekend. I appreciate you guys going and covering the Big West tournament right in our backyard at the Honda Center. The California teams. And please share with the listeners, Tommy, just your overall experience Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, seeing some wonderful basketball. Talk about that, my friend.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty cool. It was the first round of men's tournament on Thursday and the semifinals Friday. And it was really cool for me on a personal level, going to the Honda Center all these years, just watching hockey there.
Yeah.
And I've never been backstage and anything like that. So just seeing all the backstage, the hustle and bustle. I mean, I know what it takes to put together. I've been backstage at tournaments before, obviously, working in California.
Yeah.
We've done all that stuff. But just to see the Honda Center and that, from that point of view, it was really amazing for me.
Yeah.
And the basketball is really exciting, too. I mean, you got, 10 good games over the 3 days, so you can't complain about that either.
You can't. And I was there a little bit on Friday, and the accommodations were great. Tommy was telling us about a taco bar or something like that. The food was great. He was happy about that. So anytime
that
I could...
That was amazing.
What was it about the taco bar?
Well, the taco bar, it was amazing. You had to have been there. But I have to give a shout out to the drink lady there because she kept me hydrated and caffeinated all weekend, and I really appreciate that more than anybody knows.
And also, Tamika and Tommy, Mr. Jackson, that was at the door. He was really nice as well. The few seconds that I was there, at the Honda Center, Mr. Jackson was just really happy to be there. So on behalf of me, I'd like to thank Mr. Jackson. All right, well, let's get down. Yes, we are a sports radio talk show, so of course we're going to get a little bit to the X's and O's and the numbers. Tamika, so the Friday and Saturday, Thursday and Friday, those are the games that led up to the finals. Let's talk about the two teams that made it to that battle to get into the NCAA tourney.
Well, you ended up having Long Beach State that went in there, and then you had UCSB. Now, UCSB had the number one score in Orlando Jones and James Nunnally, the number two score, go up against Long Beach State, who has this one particular person named Casper Ware that is their number one score versus their number one defensive score in James Ennis. So, I mean, you had the best of the best on both sides of the court. Now, the game did start out really, really good. It was close. It was a three-point deficit. That was the largest lead in the first half. But going into halftime, Santa Barbara was up by two. Now, come in the second half, you had, I guess the coach went in there and told him, hey, guys, it's do or die. We need to go in here and we need to get this victory. So Casper Ware, over the Thursday and Friday, was scoring together. He averaged 31 points in those two games. Well,
no! He had 31 total. So he wasn't averaging those 31 total.
That's a grit.
Absolutely. And, I mean, everything that was in his hand was sweet like butter. Everything. You liked that, didn't you?
I like that. Wait a minute. I like that. Can we just pause? Okay. Say what? Mika. Sweet like butter. Okay, proceed.
Yeah, so, I mean, this guy came in, and he was 10 of 23 on his total field goals. He was 8 of 16 for the three-point line. He was 5 of 5 at the free throws. He ended up with 3 rebounds, 33 points, and only, 2 fouls.
Wow.
And they're calling this guy. They're saying he's the next that needs to be going into the draft. NBA, watch out for Casper.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mika and Tommy. Who the heck won? Who's going to the NCAA tourney?
It's Casper and his Long Beach State 49ers are headed to the tourney.
Wow. Well, I think that Casper and his crew definitely deserve a that a boy. Would you agree?
I agree.
That a boy.
Just because they're from the LBC, they get an
attaboy. That a boy.
Listen, I've had too much water tonight. I'm having a lot of fun. All right, so Long Beach State, they're playing in the big tourney, the big dance. One of the 68 teams. You lose one and you're going home. You lose one and you're on your air mattress at your mama's house, or you're going to ride it all the way to the sunset. Who does Long Beach face this week in the first round of the NCAA tourney?
They're going to play New Mexico State.
Ah, very nice. Thursday, they will face New Mexico State. I'm excited just for a California team. You know, there's not a lot of them that got invited. A few of them were bust. Washington runs from the Pac-12. There's a lot of buzz on Twitter and things like that they should have made it. But I'm happy to see LBC, Snoop Dogg and them. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, text me. Come on the show anytime you want to. Tommy, in my heart of hearts, I feel that we had such a good weekend that there had to be some sort of randomness, some sort of reason I would say, what? Tommy, where did you find this information from? And therefore, I need you to lay on some sober Sunday random sports facts. Hit it.
Okay, well, first off, we were at the Honda Center all weekend, and I know you were there for most of the second day. Did you realize that while you were there, you were basking in the glory of the only Stanley Cup championship banner in our time zone, hanging from the rafters of the Honda Center?
Woo! Tommy, that's so random, but it's so beautiful. What the heck else do you have for me?
Okay, well, you know, I've come to a conclusion that I have Kentucky winning the NCAA tournament using only logic that So What Sunday could come up with.
Wait a minute.
Terrible.
And it all started with a simple question. I'm looking at the brackets, watching on TV being revealed. I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what the most common mascot name is among all these teams in the tournament. We're 68 teams, 40 of them are animals, not counting the 17 human-themed mascots.
Okay.
But the most common mascot name is the Wildcats, and there are three of them, and it's just tournament. You have the aforementioned Kentucky Wildcats.
That
Kansas
was good.
State,
okay, okay.
And
so
Davidson
Kentucky,
from the Southern Conference. So.
Kentucky, Davidson, and who else?
Kansas State.
Tommy, you know what? I don't even know if you have any more for me, but you're going to get an applause just for those two random ass
things. Well, I could go on and tell you how I came to the conclusion that Kentucky's going to win, but we don't have time for that, I don't think.
Oh, no. We'll always have time.
Is that a challenge? You want me to go ahead and try it?
Yes, I want it.
Okay.
Give it to me, Tommy.
I start off looking at the past, all the results, the finals from 2001. And in that time frame, except for Maryland in 2002 and Syracuse in 2003, all the winners have worn blue. And then, except for the times when Duke won in 2001 and 2010, and then when Syracuse won in 2003, all the mascots have been animals. So at least those are 13 teams wearing blue with animal mascots. And then in that time frame, the lowest seed to win the tournament was number 3. So that knocked out a bunch of teams and narrowed it down to 3, Kentucky, UNC, and Kansas. Since in the finals, the higher seed of the two teams is 9-2, I knocked out Kansas just because they were the lowest seed, and I had to knock somebody out, so bye-bye, Kansas.
You know, I thought you were going to – wow. So go on. No, you have more for me. I love it.
Okay, so I'm left with Kentucky and UNC, and for about a half hour, I'm just mulling over. I don't know how to figure out who's going to win this. And I keep looking at the results from the last 10, 12 years, and I've come to the conclusion – that no team that has played a game on an aircraft carrier has won the championship in that season, so they're from good to Kentucky.
Wait a minute. That's how I feel. I don't even have words. Well, you heard it. It doesn't matter how he came to the conclusion. He came to the conclusion. So, Kentucky,
It's either real clever or really idiotic. I don't know. We'll find out soon enough.
Hey, sometimes the way people get, you know, win their bracket, they can be either or. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I figured just disregard all the trivial things like record and seeding and players. You know, that has nothing to do with picking basketball winners, right?
Absolutely not. nothing to do with it.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Wow. Tamika, what do you have to say about this? I don't even know the information that Tommy's giving us.
That's just fun silence. I love it.
I don't know what to say, but... Wah, wah, wah.
Listen, when Tommy Mahoney brings his FFG peeps to silence, he's doing a good job. We know he loves sports.
He always loves sports. I mean, really, loves sports.
And he loves Female Field Guide. We're going to hop really quickly to just some NBA. Ladies and gents, I'm always a fan of, you know what? No, I got to stop and give Tommy an applause for just, that was you might have trumped yourself. That and the whole Ravens,
so.
Edgar Allan Poe one, and this one. So as we go on the home stretch, what a fantastic show. Randomness, hockey, football. I mean, I feel alive right now at 8:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to stay in the crossover segment. Now, I'm a fan of sports documentaries. Of behind the scenes, learning about more than just the athlete on the court or the field. And ESPN has put together some amazing 30 for 30 documentaries. Ladies, non-sports fans, sports fans, get your hands on this. You can actually download these episodes on iTunes. I show my students some of these 30 for 30 episodes. And if you missed the 6 o'clock show of the announcement regarding Magic Johnson and his announcement to revealing 20 years ago that he was infected with the HIV virus. It's going to be coming on again 9 p.m., Mika?
On Tuesday, and then it comes on again at 9 p.m. on Thursday. It will be airing for the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
So be sure to check it out, and if you have TiVo, go ahead and place it on your DVR for Tuesday and Thursday to make sure you check out this amazing, amazing documentary.
Absolutely. And for those that have it on the DVR, there's also a really, really good 30 for 30 doc called, I believe, Magic and Bird, that was about Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and how their upbringing and their, youth and their career in the NBA, how it was very parallel to one another. And it did touch upon the reaction from Larry Bird as well as the NBA when Magic said he had HIV. But this document really goes into depth because it's all about Magic. So please make sure you catch that. We'll be talking about that for our next show. Also, please make sure to check out the YouTube page. So appreciative to my team in particular this week. Personally, it's been very rough for me, and you guys picked up the slack and did the dang thing, and I appreciate you guys. So make sure you check out the Female Field Guide YouTube page. Tamika, myself, will be putting up some pretty wonderful segments and episodes chronicling this weekend. Also, in the very, very, very near future, Mr. Thomas Mahoney. Be sure to check out his videos. Hey, the Honda Center is right by Disneyland. What the puck? We'll be able to see some videos of him. You guys, I appreciate you guys so much. Make sure you follow my team. At Tommy FFG on Twitter and Tamika Poland, T_Poland. You guys are fantastic. I'll call you guys tomorrow. Thank you guys for coming on the show. You're the bomb.com. There they go.
See you later.
The treacherous tease. The treacherous tease. Baby. That Mika and I forgot to talk about. There's a few minutes left. Sports and entertainment's been. The NBA. Trade deadline. You're going to be hearing a lot about this week. The NBA trade deadline. Pretty much the most glaring, headline. Water cooler talk, ladies and non-sports fans. I just want you up on this. Mr. Dwight Howard. Is he going to stay in Orlando? Will Orlando be trading for some better players? Dwight Howard says that the team on his wish list, number one wish list, is the New Jersey Nets, soon to be Brooklyn Nets next year. Holler Jay-Z. And the question is, if he's going to go to New Jersey, he might as well stay in Orlando because the caliber of ball players is pretty much the same. But I think Dwight, maybe he wants that big city. So pay attention to that. Where will the center for the Orlando Magic, Dwight Howard, be going? The trade deadline is the 15th of this week. Also, yes, the the Lakers won today, but they need help. They need a point guard. Will the Lakers be getting anyone? And most importantly, will they be trading Pau Gasol somewhere to get a point guard? Those are the hotbed headlines that they've been talking about on ESPN. And you know what they've been talking about on Female Field Guide Sports Talk Radio? Like I said, we'll be keeping you posted about Peyton Manning. Make sure you stay on top of the YouTube page for our videos. And, of course, my Twitter, follow me at Female Field Guide, and the Facebook page, facebook.com. Shout out to the Yankees that defeated the Phillies 3-0. We'll be bringing in our double play segment really soon as the Major League Baseball, the season's here, baby. I want to say thank you so much to everyone that has supported me, has supported just my passion, this show. I get so much joy, 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I get so much joy on Wednesdays. I am so humble and so appreciative for everything that God has allowed me to have, and I know this is just the beginning. And this is your Female Field Guide, Jasmine George, signing off. God bless and have an amazing week. We'll see you soon.